Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Repealing green technology in North Carolina. About 100 wind turbines are now generating energy for the state that was first in flight because of its powerful winds, you'll remember, for the Wright brothers. But members of the Republican-controlled state legislature say the wind farm will interfere with signal traffic at a nearby military base, and they want it removed. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly has been notified, and this controversy, along with the changing of the guard in the legislature, has becalmed the wind energy program in North Carolina. Catherine Collins is president of the Southeastern Wind Coalition. Catherine, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thanks, John. Glad to be here.
Has this stopped so suddenly because of the change in administrations?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there have been a number of factors. This wind farm has been in development for at least 7 or 8 years and enjoyed a lot of support very early on. You know, North Carolina has seen a lot of change in the makeup of our legislature over the last few years. I think that there are, you know, there are folks on both sides of the aisle. There are supporters of this wind farm, people who are very excited to see it up and running. But then, as you know, anything with any kind of new technology or truly anything new on the landscape, there are those who are just concerned for concern's sake and have kind of thrown up some barriers both to this wind farm and future development.
Who benefits from this wind farm in terms of power production?
Yeah, so the power from this particular wind farm is going into the PJM grid, which is the grid system that actually serves, it only serves a very small portion of North Carolina. It's the northeastern corner of the state, but then it actually primarily serves the mid-Atlantic and parts of the northeast. And Amazon Web Services is purchasing the power in order to power some of their data center systems in Virginia.
Would they actually tear it down?
I'm going to say no. You know, I think that there's been a change in attitude to a certain degree, especially from a number of those who signed the letter. So our organization co-hosted with, so Representative Bob Steinberg is the House rep for the area that the wind farm is in, which the wind farm is located, and where there are a number of other wind farms being proposed. And we co-hosted with Representative Steinberg an event to bring as much and as many of the North Carolina legislators out to the wind farm to see that firsthand as possible. So we had over 10 legislators, including the Speaker of the House, Tim Moore, and a number of others who had actually signed that letter to the Trump administration, brought them out there, allowed them to see this firsthand. We truly saw a shift in attitude. I think once you see something like this, you recognize that it's not as different or scary, or, you know, you remove a lot of the unknown. You can see how compatible these machines are with the landscape. I think that upon further reflection, those who signed the letter recognized that the letter was misinformed, that the letter was really kind of a knee-jerk reaction to these basic military concerns within the state. They also, once they signed that letter, heard from the Navy. The Navy has actually given a number of legislators a tour of, it's called the Rother facility in Virginia, and that's the facility that was mentioned in the letter and that, you know, had that this wind farm has been working with very closely for years to ensure that there would be no ill effect on this important radar system that's located in Virginia. So I do think that we've seen a shift. I do not think that they would take the wind farm down. The mere mention of that, though, is not good for business in North Carolina.
Catherine Collins, president of the Southeastern Wind Coalition, thanks so much.
Thank you, John.